Talking about the rural news, here's Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi. Avocado growers, of course we have to start with avocados, the most important thing, are having a tough run this season, Sally.
Yes, industry group New Zealand Avocado says large volumes of the fruit in the country are massively pushing down returns. This is in part because less product is being exported to Australia because of an oversupply of locally grown avocados there. Another problem is the impact COVID lockdowns in Auckland, Northland and Waikato are having on the food service industry, with less people eating out at cafes and restaurants. Bay of Plenty grower Hugh Moore says wholesale prices are about a third of what they were at this time last year, so most growers will be running at a loss this season.
The wholesale market's flooded with COVID, of course, that's taken out the food service and some of the mama-papa stores. It's just a perfect storm. Bad shipping, COVID, you know, high volumes in Australia.
New Zealand Avocado Chief Executive Jen Schooler says this will be one of the toughest years the industry has had in the last decade. But she adds the risks involved with horticulture are well known.
If you talk to growers that have been around a while, they will all talk about that every 2 or 3 or 5 years they know they'll get a poor crop, and they know obviously that supply and demand impacts is the returns they'll get. So I hope that avocado investors do very good due diligence, because it's essential before you do invest in any horticulture industry. But yes, people will definitely be hurting, and we are obviously doing what we can to support them.
Jen Schooler says market research shows about a third of New Zealanders don't eat or buy avocados, but she's hoping the lower prices will entice them.
Well, that's right. It's a good news, bad news story. I haven't seen Corin so excited all week at the prospect of cheap avocados. Our dairy company Fonterra says the growth in food delivery services is changing the game.
Yeah, COVID is pushing Fonterra's food service business to become more innovative in order to adapt to changes in the market. The co-op's food service arm, Anchor Food Professionals, which supplies products like cream and cheese to restaurants, has just become a $3 billion annual revenue business, with China and the US amongst its biggest customers. Fonterra's Director of Global Food Service, Paul Harvey, says with more restaurants delivering meals due to the pandemic, the company's had to ensure its products still taste good and look appealing by the time the meal reaches people's homes. He says an example of how the company has adapted to the rise in home deliveries is changing its mozzarella.
Eating in is probably going to become less and less when people are consuming through delivery or takeout. Uber Eats around the world, etc. So, you know, designing our products now for those delivery conditions and some of the work that our innovation team have done in that space is just amazing to see how they can, you know, adjust the product composition and the formulation to ensure that the cheese is hot and stretchy and tastes amazing, whether it's in home or in a restaurant.
Fonterra says it now has 55 chefs around the world who go into kitchens and help customers design new products. And that wraps up the rural news.
Ngā mihi, Sally.